Y'all unanimously passed the first reading of your budget. That's about, what, $328
million? $338 million budget. Mm-hmm. Very large budget, of course, with the utility company that adds to it. But, you know, we've adding 10 first responders this year. We've had a need for more first responders in the city of Bryan. So, you know, 6 more firefighters, 4 more police officers, plus some additional crossing guards. And I thought about the crossing guards when I was en route here. I went through a couple of school zones, and I don't know if the taxpayers realize this. You know, a lot of folks always think that the school district pays for the crossing guard. That's actually, it comes out of your city taxes.
So interesting. Mm-hmm.
School guards, and so we actually increased the funding for the school guards this year. So public safety is very important to the city of Bryan and to our city council. So
sure.
Adding some of those spots.
And I guess the tax rate, you're pretty pleased about that, huh?
Going down half a point, so that's 2 years in a row that we're decreasing the tax rate. Of course, the revenues are increasing because the tax valuations on average have gone up. So if your valuations didn't go up, you'll actually see a decrease in what you pay in taxes. But if your home valuations went up this year compared to 2012, then you might see a slight increase in what you pay in taxes. But all I can control as a council member and as the mayor is the tax rate, and I'm excited that we're, you know, little by little shaving that off without affecting the quality services that the city of Bryan provides our taxpayers. So,
right. What he meant to say and couldn't is if your tax haven't gone up this year, just wait. your time's coming. they'll get around to you. But also, as you prepared to put this budget together, and we've had Jason Barfnick was in a couple of weeks ago when we talked about those capital improvements that are down the road. So I think probably this would be a great time for us to talk about water, wastewater, and while those rates are not going up, we know that the great things that happen with things like Axis coming in here is that that's going to cause us to have infrastructure needs in the future as we have ancillary growth that goes along with it. So we've got some expenses coming up probably.
Well, when you have companies like Axis Pipe and Tube, we've got our new Texas Triangle Park, and we have expanded our infrastructure to that park in the northeast side of Bryan. And so that also opens up other areas to develop in that part of the community. Of course, those are new dollars that Axis Pipe and Tube will bring in for this community, so there's new dollars that can go into the infrastructure funds. But we have redone and paved a lot of streets over the past few years. We're an aging community, Scott, so you're starting to see that a little bit in College Station now. Age has kept catching up with them, where they're having to spend more on infrastructure repairs. We've been doing that for years in Bryan, and so we're playing catch up, and we're in all the neighborhoods redoing streets and adding sidewalks and redoing sidewalks and upgrading the sewer lines that are collapsing and working on the water lines, and then also expanding in our west and east sides and our north sides that are growing and developing. So we've been fortunate that we're able to do that, and of course some of the new businesses and some of the expanding businesses do help pay for some of those expenditures.
What are some of the other things that we see from, and again, Bryan seems to be in a pretty good position from an industrial standpoint as far as expansion is concerned. What other things are you seeing that possibly could come to the west side?
Well, we're looking at a lot of retail development on the west side. There's nothing official that we can announce today, but there's a lot of blog sites out there talking about some of the retail establishments that are looking at locating out on the west side. Of course, we did announce the large Walmart shopping center. And I say shopping center because it's not just Walmart. Mm-hmm. There are going to be some large box retailers that are going to be locating in that shopping center, mini restaurants, other department-type stores that will be located there, in addition to everything around there that'll explode. We've become Hotel City. You know, when I first got on the council, I think we had the Brazos Inn and a few hotels on Texas Avenue, and then the LaSalle Hotel, of course. And we were excited when Best Western Atria opened up, and that was a big day in the city of Bryan, one of the nicest, newest hotels to locate in this community. And since then, they figured out what Best Western figured out, that this is a great place to have a hotel, mm-hmm. and it's close to campus, and we've got all the development ready sites for those hoteliers. So we're seeing an influx of hotels. Of course, adding the SEC to it and everything that goes on at the Expo Center and all the other activities around town with the softball tournaments and the baseball tournaments is bringing a lot of people to our community, and we're fortunate that also generates plenty of hotel motel funds. We're bringing in an extra $150,000 just in this first 6 months compared to last year, a 41% increase in the hotel motel revenues. And that those funds are for heads and beds events, you know, Texas Reds, blues festivals, other type events that go on throughout our community. Those monies cannot go towards infrastructure improvements or economic development incentives. And so it's strictly to bring other people to our community and to improve the quality of life for our citizens. So a lot of new growth going on, not only in the west side, but in the east side and now in the north side. When you're going to bring in 500-600 new employees to that new Texas Triangle Park with Gundler and Axis Pipe and Tube, you know, you're going to need to look at additional retail establishments and restaurants in those vicinities. So you're going to see an expansion in growth, and then a lot of new residential subdivisions that will probably be popping up and in those areas, and have already popped up to serve the housing and residential needs of those workers.
Sure. Jason Majewski, the mayor of Bryan, joining us this morning. Proposed rezoning that would have permitted a new nightclub off Highway 30 between Hardy Weedon and Elmo Weedon Road had come out. Staff had said, P&Z said this was a good thing. They were okay with that, but died last night for lack of a second. Give me your thoughts there.
Well, I have to mention it did die for lack of a second. So I think you reported this morning that there was no discussion from the city council. We can't discuss it if we don't have a motion in a second, and then we go into discussion. So since it died for lack of a second, there wasn't any discussion from any of the council members on the item. I think what you see with planning and zoning with the city council, sometimes people forget about the planning and zoning process. You don't have people showing up for the public hearings, and sometimes they're not communicating and calling and emailing their P&Z members. But they will email and contact and visit with their council members. So I think that's what you had in this case. It kind of went off the radar a little bit with planning and zoning. A lot of people didn't hear about it. I think other news media outlets, including yourself, talked about it. And then when it comes to council, more people are educated, informed about what's going on. And we did have some concerns on some of the residential subdivisions surrounding the area and some concern from the first responders and public responders. And it did die for lack of a second, and it did not pass the Bryan City Council last night.
Now, this could come up again?
It could come up again. I'm hearing that they're looking at other locations that are already properly zoned. I think there's one location that was already an existing nightclub in Bryan that could be converted into this nicer nightclub. So I think there'll be some other options that we can look at in existing areas that were further away from residential neighborhoods. So that'll be something that we'll be taking a look at. But I haven't talked with them and haven't talked with staff about it today to see, what their next step is. But at this point, it's not, that property's not going to be rezoned over there on Highway 30.
TxDOT had said, I think it was two Fridays ago, that, of course, they have to cut $100 million. They have to find savings of $100 million in their budget to get the money from the state legislature. And they had at least floated the idea that state highways within city limits of the 60 largest cities in Texas, that would include Bryan, would be switched over to the cities for maintenance. Where do we stand with that?
Wow. Talk about a bombshell to the local elected officials, basically telling you that you're going to take over those the street maintenance and improvements. We're still yet to figure out how much we're going to be taking over if that comes to fruition. I think they've excluded Highway 6 and Highway 47, of course, but I think I've heard figures of 41 miles of highway that will have to be maintained. Where will that money come from? We've got a transportation fee in place. We're fortunate to have that could go towards maintenance of those streets, but then it will potentially take away from some of the improvements we've been making in some of the older and aging parts of Bryan. Could there be a tax increase? Sure. That's something that would have to be addressed. We're hoping that the state will figure out their funding. It always lies at the feet of the local officials and the local residents to foot the bill that's sometimes not taken care of in Austin. So I'm hoping our elected officials, Senator Shortner, Representative Rainey, and Cassell, will work with us and help us and help these communities find a way to fund public transportation, the highway department, and it won't be an additional burden on the local communities.
Yeah, I think there's been near unanimity. Every city has responded that way. There's a hearing in Austin tomorrow. They may take it off the table. But that does bring up the whole idea that, again, Bryan is one of two cities in Texas that have a transportation fee. Do you see tolling opportunities available in Brazos County in the future?
I do. I think that could be a possibility. If you want to stay ahead of the curve and you want to have your infrastructure in place and anticipate some of the future growth, you may have to do that. I mean, we were fortunate to receive funds from TxDOT for the overpass and some of the improvements on the west side of town that's now helping us bring in all these companies in the biomedical corridor and the health science center location. But if we didn't have $9 or $10 million, we wouldn't have that overpass that's located there today. So we've got to make sure that we have those funds in place and that we try to stay ahead of the curve and not end up like Austin, Texas, where we're behind the curve and we're trying to play catch up the whole time. But Bryan College Station done a good job with it. There are some growing pains. Briarcrest is one example, but now it's up and running and serving the citizens' needs much better than it was before. But tolling opportunities could be something that we can look at in the future. It's something we haven't talked about as a council at this point. Mm-hmm. But if we did a loop around Bryan College Station like it's been proposed in the past, I mean, that could be a tolling opportunity. But we'll see. We're going to have to come up with creative measures to help fund transportation needs if we can't count on the state's help.
That's for sure. What else you got for us today?
Well, I briefly mentioned Axis Pipe and Tube. It's the largest manufacturer to ever locate in these parts between basically Austin and in Houston and particularly Brazos County. $150 million plus investment, 285 plus jobs initially, averaging wages about $40,000. So we're excited to have the Garza family unite with the Bryan family and Brazos County family and bring those opportunities to our community to have job opportunities for those that are underemployed and unemployed. And this is going to be a major investment, 700,000 square foot facility. It looked big just in the model phase. So excited to see that happening. And hopefully this time next year, they'll be up and running. Got to mention Texas Red, September 27th to 28th. That's just a few weeks away, folks. We're still looking for volunteers. We're looking for vendors. And we're, of course, looking for participants. We're going to headline with John Conley and Steve Warner Saturday night. I know a lot of people have been really excited about those two. They haven't played this parts in a while. And we've got a great party band for Friday night. So we welcome everyone to come out. It's going to be done a little bit differently this year. There's only an admission that you pay $5 to see the main acts, Texas Reds, and all of downtown Bryan, where the merchants are available. There will not be a charge. So it's an off game week, so there won't be a local football game here. So we invite everybody to come out, and we're also looking for volunteers because proceeds will be given to our first responders and to the Bryan Firefighters Association for those families that fell victim here back in February. So we invite everybody to please help. Our local firefighters and also come out and have a good time and meet your neighbors and enjoy all the great things going on in the city of Bryan.
There you go. Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
Jason.
Scott.
Jason Baeski is the mayor of Bryan. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays.